Okay, let's move on to Wichita State. Wichita State ends up losing to Kentucky. And I don't know if anybody else is like me as... There we go. Okay, that's crazy. All my cuts just close completely. Why did it do that? Well, I'll pull them up one at a time. Okay, I just want to say this right now. If you play the victim card all the time, you're going to be a victim. Can I just say that? If you're always, if you're always going to say that everybody's out to get you and you're paranoid and that you're disrespected and everybody hates you and all this other stuff, and you want to play angry to the world, you want to be mad at the world, and then you want to say that everybody's out to screw you and give you the shaft, basically. You know, you want to get shortchanged, everything else. All these horrible things that I've been hearing, except I gave you the clean version, from Wichita State fans. It's ridiculous. You too get a grip, okay? Your team was seeded 10th. Based on your body of work, that's what you deserved. You didn't beat anybody. All right, that's established. And if you, and no, I've been seeing my friend Nate Bucati, 810WHBs, have this little Twitter war with a couple of Wichita Shocker fans. And the Shocker fans keep going, well, that didn't look like a 10 seed. We've said all along, Wichita State passes the eye test, okay? They do. There's no question. Nobody disagrees with Wichita State fans. I don't think there's anybody in America that disagrees with Wichita State fans that, yes, based on the eye test, you are better than a 10 seed. There's no question. There's no question about that. But the committee doesn't watch every single game so they can do the eye test. All right? The committee goes off of numbers, and if you don't like the numbers they use, then what does Wichita State fans use? They use numbers that help their argument. Well, that's fine, but here's the number I care about. Quality wins. That's the only number I care about. Who'd you lose to and who'd you beat? And that's what my friend Nate Bucati was going back and forth with Wichita State fans. And there's Wichita State fans going, well, we could have been a 6 seed. And Nate goes, why stop there? You could have been a 3 or a 4. Let's just keep going. And then they say, well, we were ranked something in KenPom and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then Nate says, please tell me, who did you beat this year? Well, we were 6th in the, we were ranked 20th in the country. Nate came back. Who did you beat this year? No Shocker fan will address that question because they know the answer. You didn't beat anybody.
No.
So you didn't beat anybody. Your resume was what it was because you're in a horrible conference, and that's not your fault. We've established this. So you're a 10 seed. Would it be better, as Nate put on there, he was like me. He was channeling my inner thoughts. He goes, would it have been better had they been a 7 seed and lost to Kentucky? Would you have felt better if they were a 7 and lost to Kentucky? Because that was the ceiling. All these people saying, okay, Wichita State could have been a 6 or a 5 seed. No, you couldn't have.
No.
Your resume, you didn't play anybody.
Based on eye test, they're not any higher than 7.
You didn't play anybody, okay? Now, if you want to start arguing about, well, Wade, Wichita State, you know, nobody wants to play them because they're so doggone good and people are scared of playing them in the non-con. Oklahoma State went in Intrust Bank Arena and spanked them, so they're not scared. But here's the thing. Part of the problem with Wichita State getting non-conference games against better opponents or good competitions, so they get quality wins. Part of the problem is that Wichita State is stubborn, okay? Part of it is no question. Other teams, there is validity to some of what Wichita State fans are saying, that there are programs that aren't going to play Wichita State. Even if it's a 2-for-1 deal, they're just not going to do it because there's more risk than reward. For instance, KU and K-State are not going to play Wichita State in a home-and-home. Okay? I'll be dead before that happens. It won't. It's just not going to happen. If Wichita, the only way it's going to happen, KU-Wichita State play, it's going to have to be in Kansas City. It's going to have to be KU plays both games, a two-game schedule, and it's both times are at home against Wichita State. The only way K-State's going to play Wichita State is probably a 2-for-1, I would imagine. I highly doubt it's a 1-for-1, and I don't blame K-State or KU thinking that way. So I hear that from Shocker fans. Well, KU's scared of playing us. Whatever. They have nothing to gain by playing you. I'm sorry. They have nothing to gain by playing you. You're in state. They have everything to lose. It's just, I'll go over it again. It's like a 5A school in high school basketball. Why would you schedule a 1A school? Why would you do it? Why would you take a chance to lose to a 1A school? Why would you do it? You have nothing to gain. If you win, it's like, yeah, you're supposed to win. If you lose, oh my goodness, it's unbelievable. And you could win the next 20 games against that 1A school. What's that 1A school going to hang their hat on? We beat you in 1997 because we're 1A and you're 5A. You should beat us every single time. There's nothing to gain for K or K-State. Just if the roles were reversed and Wichita State was KU, they wouldn't play KU. They wouldn't. You gotta. Oh my goodness. You gotta have some way of thinking clearly. And I know it's hard for fans with the colored glasses to be objective. That word does not exist in the vocabulary. But I'm pleading to fans out there, if you're realistic, think it through a little bit before just being mad and complaining about everything in the world. Here's the thing. Wichita State, this is what they should do. This is my opinion. Wichita State, if you're tired of being disrespected, and by the way, you shouldn't have been in the first four last year, and I agree on the eye test, you shouldn't have been a 10, but you should have been no better than a 7. Based on your resume, you should have been 7 to 10 and no better than a 7. What's the difference? 7 against Kentucky's 2, you still lost to Kentucky. It doesn't matter whether you're a 7 or a 10. You were going to play a really good team in the second round. If you think you're going to be a 5 or a 6, well, then you're smoking something I don't want to have, okay? You're eating too much ice cream and cake and your sugar level's too high. You're not thinking clearly. But if you want to play teams and you think you're so good, and you are, okay, I'm going to tell you, Wichita State's really good. And I wouldn't want to play him in the second round of the tournament. I wouldn't. I wouldn't want to be Dayton and play him in the first round of the tournament. They play extremely tough. They're hard-nosed. They're aggressive. Greg Marshall's one of the best coaches in the country. Listen, I want everybody to know, I am not. I was cheering for Wichita State. I was pulling for them big time against Kentucky. I wanted them to win. So, but I also am objective enough to understand the climate that we live in. Okay, it's not all Shockerville or Shocker Nation. You're in a mid-major in a smaller conference. You're in a horrible conference that stunk this year. No fault of your own. If you are tired of being disrespected in an NCAA tournament, then you need to change something that you do. And what could you change? Scheduling. Well, wait a minute, Wade. We can't do that. Nobody wants to play us. Oklahoma played you. Oklahoma State played you. But here's part of the problem. Some schools are interested in playing Wichita State. They have no problem playing Wichita State. But Wichita State says, why should we do a 2-for-1? We're really good. We want a home and home. Or we play a neutral game, but it's got to be in Wichita. KU can demand that. Wichita State cannot. Wichita State, this is what you should do. You should do what Dan Mueller did of Illinois State. Put it all over Twitter. Who can we play? Who is willing to play us? We'll play you anywhere, anytime. That's what Greg Marsh and Wichita State should say. Instead of worrying about, well, we need to get a home game in return to play Michigan. We got to get a home game in return to play Ohio State. We get a home game in return. I mean, if Kansas says, we'll play you in Allen Fieldhouse 3 years in a row, but it has to be at Allen Fieldhouse, and Wichita State says no, you're silly. Why wouldn't you take the opportunity? If you're so great, and I think they are a really good program, if you're so good and you always sit here and go, well, we can beat anybody at any time, we think we're better than anybody we play, then why worry about getting a return home game? You should put out all over the country, billboards, signage, on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, anything you can grab your hands on, Greg Marshall, and the athletic director at Wichita State, and all Shocker Nation, you should put it out there and say, we are good. We're not afraid of anybody. And we will play anybody, anywhere, anytime, and we don't even have to get a home game in return because we need to improve our resume. So we will go on the road. Because guess what happens? When Wichita State goes on the road and they lose at, say, Michigan State when they're good, okay? Is that going to count against Wichita State? When they go in the tournament, are they going to get punished for losing on the road at Michigan State? No, they won't. But will they get rewarded? Absolutely. There is a ton of reward for Wichita State versus risk if they can play teams like that, even on the opposing team's home floor. And likewise, on the other side, there's not as much to gain for Michigan State to schedule it, or if KU to schedule it, or North Carolina to schedule it. So what you need to basically do, Wichita State, I don't believe that everybody's scared of you. I don't believe it. If Oklahoma State are scared of you, I don't think everybody's scared of you. So if you think everybody's scared of you, that's fine. You can believe it. But if you believe that the reason you can't schedule any tough non-con competitions because nobody wants to play you, no, that's not true. They're just not willing to do it on your terms, because who are you to tell them how to run their program and schedule? So it's simple. You just say whatever you're willing to do. If you say, hey, I want to play UCLA, and UCLA says, I tell you what, we'll play four games with you, but three of them have to be at UCLA. Wichita State should jump into the pool immediately, even if there's alligators swimming in it. Do it. You want respect. You want a better resume. You need a better resume. You had no wins. You're in a bad conference. Then you need to find anybody, anywho, anywhere that's worth a darn and play them there. Play them in Canada. Go to Jamaica. Wherever you got to play, play them. But instead, there's been times, and I've read all about it, where Wichita State, they had a chance to have a home and, or they had a chance to do a two-for-one deal. Two games at somewhere, one game at Wichita State. You know what the Shockers said? Nope. It's got to be 2-2. It's got to be 1-1. Well, you're not in a position to say that.
Yeah.
If you're in the Big Ten, you can. If you're in the Big 12, you can. If you're in the ACC, you can. You're in the Valley, man. You're in the Valley. And you may not like the Valley. You may know it's not good. And if that is what's holding you back, then you need to leave the conference. And that's what they're talking about, going to the American Athletic Conference. You would go against SMU, Cincinnati, UConn. I guarantee you Wichita State doesn't go 17-1 in that conference. Guaranteed.
No.
But I will tell you this. They'll have more losses, and I guarantee you they got a better chance to making the tournament and getting a better seed. Wichita State this year could have went to the American Athletic Conference with SMU, Cincinnati, UConn, and others, and they could have gone 25-8, and they would have been an at-large team. Probably would have been seeded higher than 10.
Yeah.
So I want Shocker fans to understand, I am not saying you have a bad team. You have a really good team. And I think Wichita State is one of the top 25 teams in the country. I think the rankings are correct. That's not, the committee doesn't take that in effect, by the way. I heard Greg Marshall, we were ranked 20th.
No committee takes that into effect.
Greg Marshall, we were ranked 20th and you divide it by four. How are we at 10? Well, Greg, you know as well as we do. That's just Greg feeding the frenzy of Wichita State fans. Greg's not stupid. He knows that's not how it works. But he just adds to the level of people being angry. He likes to get everybody like all buzzed up like a hornet's nest. That's what he wants at Wichita State. And everybody will follow his lead. He will go to the cliff and he'll jump. And there'll be no water underneath. And Wichita State fans, some of them will jump right behind him.
Mm-hmm.
There's some that would do that with Bill Self. There's some that do it with Bill Snyder as well. Greg Marshall is very smart. In fact, I think he's brilliant. And he knows how to play and cater to this whole thing. So he goes, well, we're ranked 20th divided by four. How are we a 10 seed? Well, Greg, you know as well as I do. You don't get seated based on the rankings. The rankings are just that. They're for fun and entertainment purposes only. They might not have made the tournament had they lost the Missouri Valley Conference title game to Illinois State. And that's why he's talked about, and he's put it out there, that it's stressful as heck when you got to wait and try to be an at-large in this conference, because he's been there before. And I think it's a big talking point in whether Greg Marshall's going to leave anywhere, if it's Indiana or anywhere. I think he's going to have it agreed upon that, hey, I'll stay here for two more years at least, but we've got to be in another conference in 2019, which that's the talk. They go to the American Athletic Conference, and that would be a step up for Wichita State. There's no question to me, Wichita State is a program that can compete against the big boys on a limited basis. I don't know about if Wichita State, I don't know if they're in the Big 12, and I'm just using this example, and I don't know. I don't know the answer. It's hypothetical. I don't know if Wichita State, if they're in the Big 12, if they make the NCAA tournament or not. I could argue they would. I could argue they don't. I think they would be right around where K-State was. I think they would be, you know, K-State was, what, 19-12? They're 8-10 in the conference. I think Wichita State might have been 8-10, 9-9, maybe 10-8, maybe, if it all falls right. And that means you're a what? You were a bubble team, or you probably are going to be a 7, 8, or 9 seed. So, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Shocker fans listening right now say, Wade, you're full of baloney. We would finish third in that conference, and we'd get a 4 seed like West Virginia. And maybe you would. I don't know. The bottom line is you're not in one of those conferences. And so in order to get respect, which I think you're respected, I mean, nationally I think you're respected, it's just that the committee looked at your body of work and took it for what it was, and that was not great. I mean, let me ask you this. If K-State had the same schedule as Wichita State this year, what was their record going to be? I think K-State goes at least 16-2 in that conference, if not 17-1.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, and Wichita State gets knocked because they didn't have those quality wins, because they didn't have the opportunity to have them in the conference schedule. That's because the conference isn't very good. They did have a couple opportunities. They had Louisville and Michigan State early in the year, and they lost both of them in a tournament. But I guess what I'm saying is I'm kind of tired of the excuses that I'm hearing from Wichita State, and then the continuously whining about the seed. Wisconsin was an 8 seed, okay? Let me give you a comparison. Wisconsin is an 8 seed. Wisconsin beat Minnesota twice and was one of the top two teams in the Big Ten. I think they finished second to Purdue, if I remember correctly. So Wisconsin, they beat Minnesota twice. They were the top part of the Big Ten. They got seeded 8th. Minnesota got seeded 5th. Wisconsin should have been a higher seed, just like Wichita State can argue they should have been a higher seed, except Wisconsin has the numbers to back it up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And Wisconsin, I'm sure they whined. Their fans whined a little bit. But what did Wisconsin do?
Well, they went and beat Villanova.
They beat the number one team in the country.
Moot. Like, didn't even matter.
They're the 8th seed. They beat the number one overall seed, the number one team in the country, Villanova. They had a harder draw than Wichita State in regards to that second-round game. Now, first-round game, obviously, Wichita State had a tougher game. But the second-round game, I'm sorry, Villanova's better than Kentucky. You can sit here and go, well, Kentucky's still playing and Villanova isn't. Villanova's better than Kentucky. I watched both teams this year at Villanova. Tough matchup. Wisconsin, not a great matchup. Wisconsin should have been seeded higher, okay? Wichita State, you could argue, could have been seeded higher. But as I said, okay, you're seeded a 9, then you play a 1. You're an 8, you play a 1. You're a 7, you're going to play a 2 anyway. I don't think you would have had any chance of being higher than a 7. Wisconsin could argue they should have been a 6. You know who really got punished in this whole thing? Villanova. Villanova had to play Wisconsin. So all this whining about the seeding, if there's anybody that should whine about the seeding, it probably should be Dayton, and it probably really should be Villanova. Those are the ones who should be whining. But what did Wisconsin do? They went out and proved it. They went out and won.
Yeah.
Wichita State didn't beat Kentucky. So let's hear from Greg Marshall. You had your opportunity. I mean, you did. The only good win Wichita State had all year was Dayton. And that was the first round of the tournament. Good win. You had a chance against Kentucky. Here's Greg Marshall about them and their loss against Kentucky.
We thought we'd come back and win the game. We thought we were the better team. In our locker room, we believed we were the better team, regardless of what whoever thinks. We thought we would and should win the game.
Well, you weren't the better team. You lost by 3. You had 2 possessions at the end of the game, and both of them were contested 3-point shots. You didn't run any offense on the last 2 possessions at all. And we hear about Wichita State's defense is so great when Kentucky out-defended you on the final 2 possessions. They flat-out did. Now, you can argue and, once again, make excuses. Well, they have Fox and they have Monk. Well, you knew that going into the game. But suddenly, after the game, you say, well, we didn't have the athletes to win. Well, that's not what you said going into the game. Greg Marshall says after the game, we're the better team. We just didn't win. That's what he's basically saying. Well, guess what? You had the better team in 2014. You lost to Kentucky by 2. Talent-wise, you didn't, but you had the better team, and you lost then. And at that time, it was like, oh, well, way to go, Wichita State. You really gave Kentucky a heck of a game. You were the 1. Kentucky was the 8.
Yeah.
You're supposed to win that game. You're 35-0. Now, did you get the shaft in regards to matchups in the tournament and got Kentucky as an 8? Yeah, I said it then on the radio. That was a bad draw, and it was, I believe the committee has a sense of humor or wants to knock out mid-majors. I will buy into that conspiracy theory by Shocker fans. Why did Wichita State play Dayton instead of Michigan in the first round? Okay? They do that all the time. I think they looked and said, ooh, Wichita State, Kentucky be an appealing second-round matchup, and they're sitting there all along going, Wichita State's going to have to play a 1 or a 2. It might as well be Kentucky because that's where they had them on the seed line. So if you reversed it and put Wichita State as a 7 instead of a 10, it's the same matchup. Listen, I saw the game yesterday. I watched every single second of Wichita State, Kentucky. Kentucky has more talent.
It's not even close.
It's not even close. So the fact that Wichita State can play close with Kentucky on a neutral floor and lose by 3, hey, that's impressive. But it's still a loss.
Yeah.
Whether you lose by 23 yesterday or lose by 3, you had a chance down 1 late in the game, and you didn't get it done. And Shamet, I thought, played great, the freshman, and then the last 2 possessions, you supposedly have a go-to guy, Marcus McDuffie, who had completely disappeared in the game, had 5 points and didn't look aggressive at all and didn't shoot when he was open. He didn't handle the pressure very well. And you've got a great team coming back next year. And if Greg Marshall comes back, or if it's Steve Forbes comes in or replaces Marshall, if he goes to Indiana or somewhere else, I mean, Wichita State fans, you had a great year. I truly mean this. Wichita State had a terrific year. 31-5 is nothing to sneeze at. It's a great year.
Plus, with everything they lost.
With Van Fleet and Baker, and to reload and go 31-5. And I will say you were helped out that the conference was worse. Helps you in getting more wins. But you won them. I mean, you can only play who's on your schedule. Wichita State beat the teams they're supposed to beat during the regular season once they were in the conference season. They got the automatic bid. They won the tournament, which they needed to do to make sure they got in. They beat a good Dayton team in the first round. They gave Kentucky all they wanted, but yet lost twice in the last 4 years, very close games. I'll give Wichita State credit, all the credit in the world. I respect what Wichita State does. I respect their program. I respect their players. I would love to see more KU and K-State players play as hard as some of those Wichita State guys do all the time. I mean, their motor never stops. And that's part of it being underappreciated, disrespected, playing the anger card. And Greg Marshall's great at building that up sometimes when it's not even there. He's great at playing on that. That's called motivation and inspiration. And that's why Greg Marshall's such a great coach. And I think I would love to see him go somewhere else to see what he could do at an Indiana. I think he would do unbelievable things at Indiana. I really do. I don't know if he's going there. And I know Shocker fans don't want me to say, we won't want to lose Marshall. And I get it. KU wouldn't want to lose Self. You know, some K-Staters didn't want to lose Frank Martin. More on him in a moment. Wichita State, you've got an unbelievable coach. And I think you'll be okay if he did leave. I think you would get Steve Forbes or somebody that's good. It might not be as good, but I think you'll still have a really good program. But you have a lot to look forward to. Next year, this team could be top 10, top 15. They are that talented. Greg Marshall's even said he thinks it's a top 10 team next year. But here's the problem. If you have the exact same schedule you had this year, next year, it's not going to matter. It's not going to matter. You're still going to be underseeded, and then you're going to continue to whine about it. And I get part of the whining. But when it's a continuous whine about the seeding, even after you've lost, I mean, you had a chance against the Blue Blood, and you just missed out and lost. Does it matter it was in the Sweet 16 or the second round? Does it truly matter? Jay Billis is continuing to whine about how, well, Wisconsin-Villanova we should have had next weekend. Wichita State-Kentucky we should have had next weekend. Isn't that semantics? I mean, we got the Grahams. We got great games. Does it matter whether it was in the second round or the Sweet 16? Because, trust me, Wichita State wasn't a 2 or a 3 team. They wouldn't have played in the Elite 8 as a 2 or a 3. You get my drift?
Yeah.
The same thing with Wisconsin. Wisconsin wasn't so underseeded that they should have gotten a 2 or a 3. They would have played Villanova in a Sweet 16. Wichita State, if they're a 6, they would have maybe played Kentucky in the Sweet 16. Why does it really matter? That much?
But does, yeah.
You go one more round deeper in the tournament, it helps your marketing because you schedule Sweet 16. You were going to have to play one of these teams, whether it was in the round of 32 or the Sweet 16. You just have to. For crying out loud, Kansas had to play Michigan State the second round.
So base it on a seed that you want. Say Wichita State's the 6 in that region and Cincinnati's the 7. Is Wichita State getting by UCLA to play Kentucky? Probably not.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, that game's... You're going to have that kind of game in the round of 32 all the time.
Sure.
All the time there's going to be that kind of game. Because you're only going 8 teams deep in a round of 32 in your region.
Exactly.
So you're going to have that kind of game all the time. How many times have you seen that where a 7 will knock off a 2 or something like that? And I know this is a 10, but it's a wash because you beat the 7. So you're saying by beating the 7, you're as good as the 7, obviously, because you just beat them. So I don't care if there's a 10 next to your name or a 7. You still played the 2 and played within 3 points of the 2. I don't care what the seed said.
I agree.
People worry too much about seeds.
I agree.
I've said this for years.
Rhode Island was 11. I love their matchups.
But like all the time, you're just like, why are you worried so much about a seed? I'm going to look at the women's basketball tournament, and I can give you a team in that tournament that should be worried way more about seed than any team in the men's basketball tournament, and that's
absolutely.
Maryland.
Right.
They were the number 4 team in the country, and they got a 3 seed. They lost 2 games all year, and one was the UConn.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, they got put in UConn's region.
Mm-hmm.
So how would you feel if you were the Maryland women's team and talk to them about seeding? Because they deserve to be maybe a 1,
right.
And they didn't even get a 2. Okay, so if you're going to look at seeding, complain about those teams that are toward the top because those and who they get put in regions with.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what it's going to – when the dust all settles, those are the teams that are going to have an actual beef about did I have a real legitimate chance to go win a national championship.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if it's in the 32 or 16 round. Who cares when Wichita State plays Kentucky? Because one of those teams is going to knock each other out anyway. It doesn't matter.
Yes.
That early in the tournament.
I would add, I would argue it adds more to the weekend of the first week of the tournament, because your Sweet 16s are almost always great games anyway, no matter who plays.
And after that first round, a lot of times, you know, you'll get that upset from Florida Gulf Coast or some team like that in Middle Tennessee. You know, they get that big upset in round one, and then your second game is just a dud.
Yes.
Because they don't come out with the same energy. It's not the same type of atmosphere, because they don't want to, you know, they don't have this big underdog mentality anymore.
Right.
And then they get punked in the second round. It happens a lot.
It does.
So you'd rather have a good team as a 10 win over a 7 and have a very good 2-10 game in this second round that keeps your attention in a game you actually want to watch.
I agree with you. And that was the matchup, the most anticipated second round matchup I wanted to see was Wichita State Kentucky.
Sure.
And it lived up to it. It wasn't as clean of an offensive game as it was back in 14, but it was, both teams played great defense, and Wichita State is nothing to be ashamed of. They should hang their head high. They played really well, but they weren't quite good enough. And even though you believe you have the better team, a lot of times the better team doesn't win in the tournament in a one and done. We've seen that over and over and over. I think Villanova is a better team than Wisconsin. But Wisconsin, it was about matchups. Ask Villanova all about seeding right now.
Well, that's the best.
I mean, you know,
you can sit here.
Rhode Island was 11. Marshall. They got a great matchup against Creighton, and they won. And they almost beat Oregon. Probably should have. They had favorable matchups as an 11. They weren't whining about their seed.
You can sit here, be Greg Marshall, Shocker fan, Shocker Nation, and sit here and whine about a 10 and whine all you want until you're blue in the face. But be like Wisconsin. Don't sit there and whine about it. Just go out and play.
Yeah,
and go out and beat that team. If you don't like it, go out and win and get to the Sweet 16 despite it. And that's what Wisconsin's done that more than once, by the way. And they're a team that probably has been underseeded many times. Mm-hmm. And they, when it comes to this time of the year, they get the job done.
But they let their actions speak louder than their words. Wichita State, one of their players said, Kentucky's nothing special. And it's almost like Wichita State's gone into this, we're going to try to intimidate the big boys by talking smack. And Marshall's not afraid to talk it either.
No.
And like I said, it helps them, but it didn't help them win the game yesterday. Two bad possessions at the end of the game. You know, Calipari, you could argue, out-coached Marshall at the end. Now, you could argue, well, Marshall out-coached them because they have 10 times as much talent. Whatever. You still lost.
Yeah.
I mean, the bottom line is you lost by 3. And whether you play them in the Sweet 16 or the second round, you lost and your season's over. It was a great year, but if you want to get seeded better next year, you have to take on... You're going to have to agree to some deals with other schools that would help your resume, and you're going to have to suck it up a little bit and extend an offer and say, hey, we'll do a 2-for-1. But if you're wanting 1-for-1 even trade, most teams are going to say, yeah, right. We can play other mid-majors that aren't as good as you, and we can have all the games at our home site or a neutral site near our home site, or we only have to go there once in 4 years.
Yeah.
So they're going to say, we pass. Because I keep hearing this, well, people don't want to play us because we're Wichita State and we're so good. Well, that's a little bit of it, but more of it is the other mid-majors are more willing to work with you.
Yeah.
So don't sit here and act like nobody wants to play you.
Or have to go 1-for-1 for Wichita State. What are you going to do? Because neither one of them helps your resume any more than the other.
Exactly.
Wichita State might just a little bit if you get a win and they actually do schedule somebody. But if they have a schedule like this year, you're just as well off playing Missouri State on a 2-for-1 as you are playing Wichita State 1-for-1 and going to their place.
Well, Wichita State next year.
Or Missouri State on 2-for-none.
Wichita State next year probably have a similar schedule, have an early season tournament where they have to win a game or two there to help them. And then they're going to probably go run all over, roughshod all over the conference because it won't be great next year. Wichita State should be even better next year. And especially if Marshall's still the head coach there. And then you're going to go in. It's going to be the same type of situation. Yeah. You're going to go in the NCAA tournament. They're going to be probably 30-4 or 31-3, something crazy like that. And the only way you're going to get a great seed is if you go undefeated.
Yeah.
Or probably go 33-1, like Gonzaga did.
Yeah.
That's the only way. Like Wichita State, if they would have lost one game in 2014, they wouldn't have been a one.
No.
And there, can you imagine how much uproar there would have been from Shocker fans about that? It would have been the right call, though.
Yeah.
Because their body work that year wasn't super unbelievable. It was better than this year's. Of course, it helps when you go 35-0 or whatever it was going into the tournament. But it is what it is. Every year it's going to be similar unless you can somehow agree to play anybody anywhere and forget about getting a return game. And you know the Shockers apparently aren't willing to do that. And as long as you're not willing to do that, then all these other teams are trying to fill in their non-conference slate. Like I use an example, Michigan State, Ohio State, or whoever it might be, UCLA, Kentucky, KU, whatever. They're going to play other schools that are willing to do it on their terms. And why can they do that? Because they are the big boys. You might not like me saying that, but it is what it is. Sometimes the truth hurts. Wichita State wants to be one of the big boys so bad, and I get it. It's the little brother, big brother syndrome. I'm not saying it's right or it's wrong, but you're in the Missouri Valley. Enough said.
I just be happy you can play for a championship.
Be lucky you got to settle on the floor.
PJ Fleck in Western Michigan, where you have zero chance. You went undefeated in the football season, and you have zero chance of winning a national championship. Be happy you have a chance to play for a championship.
You at least settled on the floor, and you had a chance against Kentucky, and it just didn't get it done.